an interesting blend of professional experience in agriculture and economics. How did that influence your decision to run for office?
I don't really think that did influence my decision to run. My decision to run came purely from concern about my family. You know, I guess you could say it influenced in the fact that I was raised in an agricultural or farm family, and we're all still very close to each other. We all live very close to each other. We get together regularly, and I want my kids to have that opportunity. And so many of the people that I went to college with, as soon as their kids are graduating from college now, and as soon as they graduate, they basically pack their bags and leave the state. And I just felt motivated to try and change that.
As a representative, are there specific policies that you want to focus on that you think will keep that next generation of Michigander in the state?
Yes, of course, with my background in ag and in economics, I'm going to be focusing in those areas because they're issues that I know. I think we can do far more agricultural processing in this state. We've increased production a great deal, and I think there's lots of potential there as well. And then also, you know, really looking to identify those barriers to bringing about more business in Michigan. Excited to be appointed to the Michigan Competitiveness Committee, which is a brand new committee this year. And that's going to be our real focus, is identifying anything that's limiting or anything that can promote the location or the expansion of business in Michigan.
There was a story out this week about concern from Michigan farmers about what they're going to plant this year, because there's worry about there being a lack of migrant labor coming to Michigan this year. Is that something you're addressing on the Agriculture Committee?
Yes, we just concluded the Agriculture Committee this morning, and that was a topic that was brought up. It's a Michigan and even national issue, and we're going to work on it to make sure that we've got adequate resources of labor to pick the crops.
How does this issue fit into the larger discussion that's happening now around immigration and finding a path to citizenship or residency for people who may be in the country illegally?
Right. Well, where it fits is that, people have to know, the laws have to be clear. You know, I have spoken with farmers who employ migrant labor, and sometimes they hear too much about inappropriate arrests and detentions, and that's a real deterrent to bringing in the work that we need.
When you talk to your constituents, the people who voted you into office, people who perhaps didn't vote for you in the election, what are you hearing from them? What are their concerns?
You know, I haven't heard anything change from when we were running, running for office. People are really still primarily concerned about creating a healthier economy, keeping their kids at home, keeping their home. I mean, I constantly still run into people who are struggling. They feel trapped in their homes and they feel trapped in their jobs. And both those things can be positively impacted if we just build a healthier economy here in Michigan.
Finally, Governor Snyder will give his budget address tomorrow. Is there anything you're hoping to hear?
Well, I'm hoping to hear some specifics about how the governor is intending to fund some of the priorities that have been put out there.
Specifically?
Specifically, the transportation infrastructure. I'm on that committee. But also the early childhood development. We're putting a real emphasis on the quality of life in our action plan this year. And I'm looking forward to hearing how the governor plans on funding that and to what level he plans to fund those issues.
Dan Lowers is a Republican freshman representative. He's also the assistant whip. He represents Michigan's 81st district, which includes Brockway. Representative, thanks for your time.
My pleasure.